podcast. We need to get to the clips. We'll do that here in a second. Some of the usurpations. Well, first, let me just conclude that thought. I mentioned Jefferson. You know, most notably, in my opinion, his letter to William C. Jarvis, 1820. You know, this is a sentiment that Jefferson echoed over and over and over and over and over, year after year. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. What responsibility then does that connote to the people themselves? And we have abrogated our responsibility, therefore it's no surprise that we have no access to our foundational constructs. I suggested in my when I guest hosted the National Intel Report on Monday, Ron McDonald and I were talking, and I suggested that the way I see it, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, etc., are hermetically sealed and they're visible. Hermetically sealed, being visible but not accessible because of this saran wrap that's around them called the administrative state, administrative, etc., etc., administrative fourth branch. He said maybe it's us that's hermetically sealed in saran wrap. I said, good point. I think that's probably more accurate because those documents are as free as they ever were, even though, you know, some have sought to seal them. They are actually sealed. Anyway, some of the abuses and usurpations proceeding primarily out of the 20th century into the 21st, the Administrative Procedure Act, according to Senator Pat McCarran on the Senate floor, he said it is a bill of rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. He went on to say it touches every phase and form of human activity, and it deals with that which at the opening of my statement I described as the fourth dimension of our fourth branch of our democracy. In other words, he said, by the Constitution, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of our government were set up, but now Senator Pat McCarran, Senate Judiciary Chair, said, but now we have a fourth branch, the administrative form of our government. And he went on to reiterate that. This was not hyperbole. He wasn't exaggerating in any way, shape, or form. I want to go around and ask folks, you know, intelligent folks even. Maybe I'll do that. I'll go to one of the college campuses and ask kids, poli-sci or whatever. We, you know, what are the three duly constituted? How many branches do we have? Please name them. Well, the three duly constituted branches are the executive, legislative, and judicial. Really? Well, what about what Senator Pat McCarran said in 1946 as Congress was passing the Administrative Procedure Act? He said it was a new Bill of Rights, and he said it deals with that which he described at the opening as the fourth dimension or fourth branch of our democracy. In other words, he clarified by the Constitution, executive, legislative, judicial, but now a fourth branch, the administrative form of our government. What about that? What about the fourth branch that Congress officially created, codified in essence, back in 1946? What about that? And what about the National Security Act shortly thereafter, 1947? The creation of standing armies and the perpetual funding thereof. I mean, look what's happened. The Constitution gives Congress the power to raise standing armies and to fund them for a period of no more than 2 years. Coming out of the World War II era, the National Security Act, et cetera, et cetera, now gives us standing armies in perpetuity, funding in perpetuity, to the tune of more than $500 billion a year. That's more than the GDP of most countries around the world. Well, many, anyway. That's insane. And yet we believe these lies from time to time that we have this $500 billion defense budget. We have installations, known installations, and then there are the black sites and so forth that go beyond that. But, you know, we have hundreds of military installations around the world. $500 billion budget a year, not to mention all the hardware and software that's already in place. And somehow, you know, folks with sticks and rocks. Sure, I'm exaggerating, but, you know, it really comes down to that. Folks with, you know, box cutters and fingernail clippers and 3 ounces of liquid might throw it all into a tailspin. Is it really that fragile? That's incredible. I mean, it kind of is, but that's a different discussion. We don't hear about how it really is. I play the clip. We play it from time to time of Warren Olney's broadcast to the point back in, I want to say, May 29th of 2009. Another czar in the Obama White House. And he had the cybersecurity experts on. I think it was the co-author of the 1996 Rand monograph, The Advent of Net War, John Arquilla, who intimated that his friends, his master hacker friends, he said, tell him there are no such thing as firewalls. And if you or I said that, we would, again, we would be descended upon by black SUVs with smoked out windows, men in black suits and sunglasses jumping out. We'd be explaining ourselves to the FBI and Secret Service for some time. John Arquilla said, I think the biggest problem is that we have a Maginot line mentality. We believe in things like firewalls. This is what we hear. There is security and there is. Remember, I mentioned last year the new Oracle chip, the Spark M7 chip. Larry Ellison was talking about, and in that same talk he said, remember, our first client at Oracle was the CIA, but he talked about the Spark M7 chip that provides chip-level encryption. What that means is if you have a server or a server farm, a co-location center, maybe it's all your center. It means that essentially the alphabets have a backdoor at the chip level and you don't. Think about that for a minute, but I digress. So John Arquilla said in that talk, Warren Olney's broadcast, May 29th, Friday, 2009, that was the same day that Obama made the big cybersecurity announcement. So to have guys like Tom Kellerman, John Arquilla on the same broadcast the same day is, well, obviously a setup. Anyway, John Arquilla said, I think the biggest problem that we have is a Maginot line mentality. We believe in things like firewalls. And my master hacker friends say there are no such things as firewalls. They only recognize what they already know. And really, really good hackers get right through them like you'd walk right through an open room. But we don't hear about that, do we? We hear every once in a while, so we don't hear about the real issues. Anyway, some of the violations. The National Security Act, standing armies in contravention to the Constitution, the welding together of the duly constituted branches in the administrative fourth branch, another abuse and usurpation in direct contravention of the Constitution, obviously. and all of the other fun things the National Security Act has created? What about the conversion of the OSS to the CIA? Same year, 1947, officially. And from there, what do we have? And what about the issue of privatization? I've mentioned R.J. Hillhouse this week. She did a great job of exploring the subject of privatization. Her book, I think, is called Outsourced on the subject. We'll talk more about that in coming weeks. Layers upon layers. I mean, think what's happened just in the war on terror, for example. You know, it's no surprise. You look at the bin Laden raid, just looking at the Wikipedia entry, death of Osama bin Laden, right at the outset. Killed by United States Navy SEALs. Naval Special Warfare Development Group, obviously, DEVGRU, as it's known. The operation, codename Operation Neptune Spear, was carried out in a CIA-led operation, with Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, and with SEAL Team 6 participating under JSOC and others. But do you see? And how this works, we've heard before from folks like Jeremy Scahill, etc. Does this fit into the Constitution anywhere, where you have the CIA leading and they have contractors, private contractors they're working with? In fact, if you read R.J. Hillhouse, you get the picture that the CIA is largely, even the majority, outsourced. Layers of contractors, even in, providing the president's daily briefing. How dangerous could this possibly be? And these are contractors that work with other governments, other interests and organizations. How dangerous is that, the possibility? Think about the layers of intrigue and deception that go into that. Compartmentalization. CIA with its contractors, Air Force providing some levels of intel and coordinating in operations like this, particularly with regard to geolocation, and that goes into drone strikes as well and so on. But where does all of this fit in the Constitution? Speaking of abuses and usurpations. Unbelievable. So I'm not entirely convinced that Smedley Butler wasn't onto something and that we shouldn't have let it go. But I digress. Again, though, as Jefferson said repeatedly, the remedy to all of this is to inform their discretion, the people, generally. You know, I mentioned John Adams and Ronald Reagan's sentiments that we should remember. This is the issue, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite and a far distant technocrats and a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. That's why we're supposed to have local government as the power center and authority. From their state, from their federal, it's been inverted. And now the federal, that is far too powerful, is being offshored. We're being encouraged to believe that, it's just too complicated. It's too, like Parag Khanna says, in his book, Technocracy in America, Rise of the Info State, American democracy is broken, he says. See, that's the glasnost effect in full effect. This is what's coming, he says. But, you know, unlike most competing books, global scholar Parag Khanna looks beyond American shores for solutions to fixing it. in an unexpected move that allows some unusual perspectives. No thank you, we should say. We don't want your unusual perspectives. This is why I get upset when I see roundabouts and other European contrivances installed here in America. Is this Europe? I don't think this is Europe. When did this become Europe? No. This is what we see happening in America. We need to resist that.
Happened in May.
We need to resist that call and educate ourselves, get knowledge up. Like Jefferson said, I have a conviction that science is important to the preservation of our Republican government and that it is essential to its protection against foreign power, not pseudoscience like we hear about. Peter Thiel talked to Glenn Beck a couple of years ago in 2014, had some great points on that. You know, science is science, but when they add science to the back of a thing like climate science, usually it's pseudoscience. Beware of that. Anyway, science, educating the people. Light and liberty go together, Jefferson said. No nation is permitted to live in ignorance with impunity, Jefferson said. And on and on. Anyway, I want to give you the first part of that interview, Matthew Cole, part two, on Democracy Now! Again, we'll give you that. I want to give you all of that in one broadcast, not break it apart. So here's the beginning, and then we'll give you the conclusion of that. And hopefully you get a flavor of what I'm talking about. This we need to steer away from. This is, to me, this sounds like heading right back into Nazi Germany. Go ahead, please.
Of 2011.
Well, I think the first thing, the first place to start is that despite what the Obama administration was at pains to try to say in the hours and days after the raid, was that from the beginning, the order to the SEALs was to go in and kill Osama bin Laden. And it went further than that. The order was to go in and kill all males on the compound, regardless of whether they were armed. It was an assassination, an execution, however you'd like to call it. It was murder. And the SEALs went out and did it very effectively. And what we know is that despite the fact that...
You write that even before the killing, that two of the Team 6 members, Matt Bissonnette and Robert O'Neill, had an argument that had to be broken up by their fellow SEALs about who would tell the story after.
Right. So the two SEALs who have come out from that raid and given firsthand accounts, one in the form of a book, the other in a magazine article, and then in a Fox News special identifying himself as the shooter, were involved in an argument prior to the raid, before they had even gone to Afghanistan and Pakistan, over how they were going to work together to sell the story afterwards.
And it had we'll be right separated. Back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the conclusion of the first part of that clip, again, this is Matthew Cole on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Go ahead, please.
Created by their teammates because it wasn't a physical fight. They got into a screaming match. And lo and behold, after the raid, they, of course, were the first to get out of the unit. And there was, as one of their former bosses said to me, they were in a race to write a book and make money off of the operation. And so, after their accounts came out, in addition to the Obama administration's account, everything sort of got muddled in terms of what happened. And one of the impressions that was left was that bin Laden was killed because he was a threat, because he hadn't laid down on the ground and said, "I surrender." But that was always fiction. He was killed because there was an order to kill him no matter what. And he was killed by a SEAL who was the first to encounter him. He was unarmed. He was wearing effectively his pajamas. He was standing with two female relatives to the side of on each side of him. And he was put down with two shots, one to the chest and a second which glanced off his hip as he fell back onto the floor. And that's a key point because he falls down on the floor, and then the man who says that he ended bin Laden's life, Robert O'Neill, and no one disputes that he put the bullets into bin Laden and effectively ended his life. But the way O'Neill tells the story is that bin Laden was standing, had his wife in front of him, holding his wife's shoulders, as a sort of shield, and has a weapon nearby. And so that he's scanning the scene and making the determination that, based on his training, that this man is a threat and he can be killed. And so he shoots him, he drops, and then he puts a third bullet in his forehead. And by his own words, he describes in Esquire magazine a canoeing, which is the intentional splitting open of the skull with a round to the top of the forehead. And what my reporting found was that he wasn't standing. There was no threat. He would have died had he not been shot by Mr. O'Neill. He was on the ground bleeding out from his the shot to his chest. And what was interesting, actually, is how much I learned over the 2 years, how much animosity was directed towards the two SEALs who spoke out and exaggerated or lied, whatever you want to say, falsehoods. They spun a story to make themselves heroic and make money off of it, and it wasn't accurate. And so there's an enormous amount of animosity inside the unit at these two guys.
And what did Matt Bissonnette say? You say that he lied and No Easy Day.
His book, his account effectively of how bin Laden died is actually mostly accurate. The issue is that he actually wasn't a witness. He makes it sound as though he was there and next to O'Neill, and with O'Neill fires the last shots that killed bin Laden. In fact, he was much further back down the line, comes in later. But prior to that, his team was to go after bin Laden's courier, and they killed him, both in the book, but then also in the official debrief that SEAL Team 6 did with a lawyer in Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. He lied and said that he had killed the courier, and in fact he had not. And that became a big deal because that's something you, within their code, that's something you don't do. You don't take credit for another man's work.
So that that's the first part of the part two of the interview. That's the beginning of part two. And now I want to fast forward to the end of part two. We'll give you that probably in the next segment here. It's not very long. A few minutes, I think. Maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But can you hear... I don't know about you, but when I hear that, I'm shocked and appalled at even the possibility. War is dirty business, obviously, but is this who we are as Americans? Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Goodness. Okay, so the conclusion of that interview, Matthew Cole on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, talking about some of the information that he brought to light in his Intercept article titled "The Crimes of SEAL Team 6." Again, this is not to destroy one's country. This is to hopefully get us to call a woe to all of the things that are happening, the dehumanizing effects of this oppressor-oppressed culture that we live in, that are causing us not just to oppress one another, but this just is being normalized. This is how we behave. And so we have the upper echelons of military service members engaging in grotesque and horrific acts, so much so that former command members are disgusted, which is where we come to at this point. So here's the conclusion of that interview. Go ahead, please.
You write about a celebration, a reunion, really, of Navy SEALs back in Virginia at the headquarters. Describe where that is and what happened.
So each year in October, SEAL Team 6 has what it calls its annual stump muster, which is like a reunion, and it brings back old members of the command, original members of the command, people who've just recently retired, current members and their families, and you know it's a party. And my story ends with a former senior leader of the command who went back in October of 2011. The organization, the headquarters, had just completed a $100 million building and facility. And essentially we're christening it, and was under the command then of Captain Wyman Howard, had just taken over at SEAL Team 6. And he was, this former SEAL team leader was standing in a group with old friends, and he was handed a portfolio, a ring-bound book. And he opened it up, and someone said to him, this is our greatest hits. And he looked down, and they were a collection of canoed heads, since 9/11. And what he realized, and I subsequently was able to confirm, was that this collection was not the private collection of some member of SEAL Team 6. This was the SEAL Team 6 official collection and photo book that they were sending around as entertainment at a private party, essentially, but out in the open. And the senior leader who saw it decided after he left, he was disgusted with what he saw, and decided he was never going to. He has not gone back to the command for a reunion since, because of how upset he was with the lack of morality and the sort of bloodlust and glee. The gleefulness around essentially what is their professional work.
Matthew Call, I want to thank you for being with us, national security reporter for The Intercept. We'll link to his new expose just out, The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
So there you go. That was the Democracy Now! Web exclusive interview, January 11, 2017, with Matthew Call, as you just heard. The title of it, if you're interesting, again, is this was part two of a two-part interview. Part two is titled Intercept Exposé on How SEAL Team 6 Killed Osama Bin Laden, Canoeing, and Other Atrocities. And it's so gruesome and grotesque. The, as he put it, the gleeful bloodlust. Words fail one, unspeakable, and I'm left speechless. I just, it's very, it's, unconscionable what is happening in America. And this is, we're becoming more cruel and more oppressive and more less gracious, less merciful. The Bible speaks to this in a variety of places, which is perhaps most provocative. And we need to get a hold of ourselves. Again, stabilize ourselves, lest we be stabilized and reconstructed. We just keep going further and further. I mentioned some of the abuses and usurpations, so to speak. Speaking of which, you know, the interview that I mentioned, May 29, 2009, Warren Olney's broadcast To the Point. One of the folks on that broadcast, cybersecurity expert Tom Kellerman, former senior risk management specialist, World Bank security team, he said, now, you know, we have certain constructs in place, the Fourth Amendment, for example. And again, you know, as I always say, and as I, you know, pointed out, guest hosting the National Intel Report with Ron McDonald on Monday, you know, we hear constitutional rights. You shouldn't want constitutional rights. That should make your eyes, it should give you a deer in headlights look. What? No, the Constitution grants powers to government, limited powers to government. The Bill of Rights enumerates certain rights, inherent rights in the people, God-given inherent rights. And as Ron pointed out, if one does not have a belief in God, it's difficult, if not impossible, for one to subscribe to these inherent rights. From whence do they derive? This is why the atheist thinks that rights are synonymous with inalienable rights, or unalienable rights are synonymous with privileges issued from the state, the nanny state. They're not. So it's not your Second Amendment right, or your Fourth or your First Amendment right. No, these are the unalienable rights, God-given inherent rights in the people that are enumerated, as in including but not limited to. But the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, shall not be violated. Contrast that with the surveillance state, the spy state, that is unparalleled in history, I would say. Tom Kellerman said it best back in 2009, almost 10 years ago already. The privacy debate is moot, he said, because the U.S. government no longer has a monopoly on being Big Brother. Wait a second. Big Brother. See, we've gone so far beyond the Fourth Amendment et al., that's just the presumption the U.S. government is Big Brother, and what does that portend? Think about the layers upon layers, how far we've gone, breaking down the checks, the security checks on an inordinate thirst for power. But he said the U.S. government no longer has a monopoly on being Big Brother. That should be shocking enough. The government being Big Brother? That's shocking. But wait, there's more. Any hacker, he said, with automated attack tools, and any government, 108 of which have cyber attack capabilities, and all major criminal syndicates of the world have the capacity to be your Big Brother. Fast forward from there with the adoption officially by the world of HTML5, the fifth generation of HTML, as kind of the base language of the internet, with the ability to hijack cameras and microphones at will, essentially built right into the code. We've gone far beyond this. Now you add into that the open sourcing of AI libraries like TensorFlow. You can use the same power that Google uses in Google Translate. And I still need to mention that story too. Maybe we'll conclude on that note. That was a shocking story. What was it? Yeah. The article published January 11th, 2017, ironically, same day as the Democracy Now! Web exclusive with Matthew Cole. The title of the article was Google's AI has reinvented the master language. Shocking interview. Or shocking article, I should say. Let me just give you some high points from the article. In the closing weeks of 2016, Google published an article, and again, you should think TensorFlow and the fact that TensorFlow is open source now and the malfeasance that can be perpetrated because our discretion is not informed, unfortunately. So in the closing weeks of 2016, Google published an article that quietly sailed under most people's radars, which is a shame because it may just be the most astonishing article about machine learning that I read last year. I would say it's the most, probably the most shocking and astonishing article that I have ever read. This is where rubber meets road. Let me come back to that perhaps, and I want to give you, in continuation first, is there a danger? Is there a danger that the technology, that these tools, all of it might be misused? I think you know the answer. But what is our mindset? What is the mindset that governs the use of these tools? Makes me think of the World Economic Forum, them talking about technology, them talking about programming AI and robots with morality. How can an amoral person program anything with morality? How can an amoral person program something it does not possess? Or he or she does not possess, I should say. Rhetorical question. That's the danger. So what is the governing mindset? Think about how we're thinking. Here is an article I want to give you. If that's ready, I want to play this clip from the CNBC article by Jacob Pramuck yesterday, titled Trump Gets Laugh When He Offers to Destroy a Texas State Senator's Career. If that clip's ready, let's play that, please.
Have anything to, not even a question, a statement as to how we can bring about law enforcement in a very good, civil, lovely way, but we have to stop crime, right? Would anybody like to make a statement? A couple
Mr.
of
President,
years?
Yes, sir. On the asset forfeiture, we've got a state senator in Texas that was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we can receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the
back.
State senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Mr. President.
This is our commander in chief. Think about it. This is, you know, any organization you'll find typically, perhaps you know this, I think it's fairly common knowledge, the organization reflects its leadership. And with the commander in chief saying, who is the state senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career. And he gets a laugh. I don't know if the laugh is uncomfortable. It doesn't seem uncomfortable because, you know, the nervous laughter. Oh, my goodness. Or if it's that they think he's kidding. I think if he's kidding, he's only half kidding, knowing the kinds of things that he's already said or stated in tweets and so forth. Bombing the you-know-what out of people and their families, which has already happened, in essence, going after the families of folks, whether intentionally or otherwise. Highly ironic and provocative, I would say, that Nawar al-Awlaki was killed in the botched Yemeni raid of January 29th, along with William Ryan Owen, the chief petty officer, and a member of SEAL Team 6. Very unfortunate. Others injured, women and children killed in a heavy-handed raid. It wasn't a surgical operation at all, it seems, based on some of the information that we played. anyway, this is, you know, and the tweets about calling in the feds in Chicago and California with, you know, just with no diplomacy, withholding federal funding, et cetera, no diplomacy, heavy-handed, authoritarian, militant even perhaps in nature. And this is not a new thing. You know, this is a tactic that was very, very effectively employed by the Nazi regime. Which again smacks of a bygone era. Is this who we've become? Well, again, I think Smedley Butler's concerns were well founded, and we have not learned from the lessons of history. It's we're at the moment, I think, where Santayana's words collide with Jefferson's, perhaps, on the lessons of the past. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the flies and
right, welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. Couple of thoughts, perhaps, to conclude. And hopefully this makes sense. You know, hopefully what I've been trying to bring to light makes sense. You know, it's incumbent upon all of us to pay the price, as Andrew Jackson put it, if we wish to secure the blessing. And I know, you know, people say all the time, we're all busy. We've been made to be that way. As Jefferson pointed out in his letter to Samuel Kirchhoff, if we're not careful, here's what happens. He said, we must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. We appear to have chosen profusion and servitude, and we're suffering the consequences at this point. Read his letter to Samuel Kirchhoff for more on that. But a couple of things real quick to conclude. Yesterday, Fred in Iowa mentioned the Corbett Report, James Corbett. And James Corbett is a wealth of knowledge and information. I think he does a good job of not sensationalizing things, as is kind of the order of the day. And again, that's a danger. I don't know if you've read the Nuremberg trials at all, but it might be worth suggesting, encouraging folks to read, just glance at some of the testimony from the Nuremberg trials and see if you aren't shocked, some of the parallels that you see kind of jumping off the pages at you. One of the things that you'll hear when you examine, for example, the kind of the propaganda of the National Socialists is you know, you look at the National Socialist program, and for example, their 25-point program, you see a departure from, well, an attack on the intellectuals was a big part of the Nazi propaganda. This is a common theme in totalitarian regimes. Stalin is said to have assassinated untold numbers of intellectuals for the very purpose of, you know, getting rid of the moderate intellectual voice. Wait a second, hold on, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is what's happening in America. So two things you might examine in the Trump era. Speaking of James Corbett, how Trump filled the swamp is an interesting Corbett report that James Corbett did on February 3rd. You can find that on YouTube. And True Stream Media's follow-up, I would say, to that, Trump's New World Order. I think those are a couple of good videos. I think we played all of the Trump's New World Order video the other day. Anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.